This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The First Gentleman of Colorado was discharged from a Denver area hospital today. Marlon Reese was diagnosed 10 days ago with COVID, as was Governor Polis, who drove Reese home this morning. Republican Cory Gardner had a message for his Senate colleagues during his farewell address today. Find a way to work together.
We cannot govern when every tactic and detail is elevated to the level of principle. There is no compromise with this approach.
Gardner also talked about what he called the hallmark of the U.S. system of government, the peaceful transfer of power. Gardner was defeated by Democrat John Hickenlooper. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn says the Colorado delegation wants to keep the U.S. Space Command at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs permanently. He told Colorado Matters that the president should look beyond red states like Texas or Florida.
There are some powerful states out there that have, frankly, a stronger political base than we do. You know, they have more people, and maybe they voted for the president. But they, when it comes to the nuts and bolts of the actual decision, we have far and away the most to offer.
Peterson is the interim command for at least 6 years. The permanent location could be named next month. Former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway has been nominated for an Air Force Academy Board of Advisors that looks at academic, morale, and fiscal issues. Conway resigned from the Trump administration earlier this year. This is CPR News.